Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting second, the second baseman, Phil Lynns. Batting third, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Greg Goosen. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Selma. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dick Selma. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lynns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Grote hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynns scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips, who is chasing the ball. Swoboda reaches third base with a triple. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Goosen strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Agee. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Agee steals second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Selma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Banks reaches second base with a double. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Swoboda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Goosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Goosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Goosen reaches second base with a double. Swoboda goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Mets. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Agee is walked intentionally. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Holtzman strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones who is chasing the ball. Kessinger reaches third base with a triple. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Selma is 0 for 1 in the game. Selma strikes out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Jones steals second. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lins strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Wise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Charles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Goosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goosen takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Agee is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Agee reaches third base with a triple. Goosen goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Mets. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Selma is 0 for 2 in the game. Selma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up towards first. Goosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Al Spangler pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. One out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lins strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Swoboda strikes out. One out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Goosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Hundley moves to third. Dignan pinch hits for Chuck Hartenstein. Dignan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hundley scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 5-2, Mets. Ron Taylor now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. There goes Nan trying to get to third. Jones throws the ball into Charles, who tags Nan for the out. It's 5-3, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Rehberger now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss strikes out. one out. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lynns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lynns hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to second. Two outs. Ron Swoboda batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Swoboda is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rayberger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.